Good morning. I'm Mighty Bowles from Program Design and Evaluation Services in Portland, Multnomah County Health Department and Oregon Public Health Division. I'll be talking today about the variability in caloric value of purchases at burger chains before the implementation of menu labeling, and it sort of sets the context for the subsequent presenters who are presenting pre and post information. I have no disclosures, nothing to disclose. So, as was mentioned briefly by Dr. Krieger, menu labeling policy was actually passed in Multnomah County, Oregon in 2008. However, before it could be implemented, the Multnomah County policy was preempted by the passage of a statewide menu labeling law in 2009, which was to have a staggered implementation in 2010-2011. But before it could actually, the calorie posting piece of that actually be implemented in Oregon, the federal menu labeling law preempted the Oregon law. So we actually have no menu labeling in Oregon at this time. So we conducted a customer intercept survey and receipt data collection at the top 10 fast food establishments in Multnomah County. And originally we had designed our study to do a pre and post. However, when menu labeling didn't happen, we reorganized our design and have conducted a double pretest study with data collection in spring and fall of 2009. We had a stratified two-stage clustering sampling design with the establishment as the primary sampling unit, customers secondary, and we stratified by looking at establishments in low-income diverse areas and higher-income not-so-diverse areas, as well as by the type of food sold, which was we looked at chains that sold burgers, sandwiches, taco, Mexican, and coffee. So we had 50 establishments. We actually ended up with 49, but we started off with 50, 25 in each of the socioeconomic strata. We sampled 50 adult customers at each establishment, and then for the adult, we asked about their purchases for up to 3 children. So we targeted 2,500 respondents. We didn't quite get that at each wave of data collection. And our customers received a $2 incentive in a $2 bill, which was kind of novel, and a lot of people like that, in exchange for their register receipt and a completion of a brief survey. So for today's presentation, I'm going to be talking only about the burger establishments. We had 5 of them in Multnomah County, or 5 chains. And the main outcome I'm going to be telling you about today is the comparison of the mean calories consumed. And I have with customizations there, and I'll tell you in just a moment what that means. So comparison of mean calories from spring to fall, overall and by burger chain, and then also looking a little bit more deeply at the mean calories consumed by certain subgroups, those who saw and used the calorie information by different demographic subgroups, the site socioeconomic status, for people who said calories were important in their purchase, that was a question that we asked on our survey, whether or not they were making a purchase for a snack or a meal, we asked that on our survey. And also in the fall, we asked participants in the survey whether or not they'd ever been told by a doctor that they had diabetes or high blood sugar or hypertension or high blood pressure. So here is our study sample in the spring and fall. We had 794 participants in spring, 644 in the fall for the burger establishments. As you can see, the burger establishments, the primary, most of them are the majority of them are McDonald's, Burger King, and then we had Wendy's, Burgerville, which is a regional burger chain in the Pacific Northwest, and Jack in the Box. About 2/3 of our respondents were, participants were male, 1/3 female. The majority of our participants were in kind of the older middle-aged age group, and about 2/3 were white non-Hispanic compared to about 1/3 all other races and ethnicities. So our outcome measure that I'm going to, the main outcome measure I'm going to be talking about today is calories consumed, but I wanted to show you that we looked at a couple of other different ways of looking at this main outcome measure, calories purchased versus calories consumed. And what I want to show you here, and these are the spring and fall data combined, that we looked at calories purchased without customizations. And customizations, what that means is whether people got extra sauce, no mayonnaise, extra cheese, that kind of thing. So we did gather that information when we collected the receipts from the customers and then asked them what they actually, if they got extra cheese and so forth. So you can see that the average calories for people who, for their purchases was 1,019. However, the purchases with customizations was a little bit higher. So you can see that mostly customizations are extra things, extra sauce, extra cheese, that kind of thing, and not so much on average taking away something. And then we also looked at the calories consumed. So we asked people when they gave us the receipt how much they actually consumed, whether they ate all of their fries or the half the burger or whatever. So you can see that the consumption was a little bit lower than the actual purchase on average. And these amounts here are the the mean calorie amounts. And so for the rest of the presentation, I'm going to be talking about calories consumed and with customizations, because that's actually what people actually bought and ate. So in Multnomah County, from spring to fall, for all the burger chains combined, you can see that in the average calories consumed in the spring was 996, and in the fall was 970, a little decrease, but that's not statistically significant. And then I also looked at the spring and fall, compared the chains that we looked at, and you can see that it's a little bit of a mixed bag up and down spring to fall. You can see here that Burgerville actually went down significantly. That's what that asterisk by the fall number is for Burgerville. They went from 1,036 down to 922. We don't have an explanation for that yet. We are working with Burgerville and hope to find out a little bit more about their customers' purchases and why that might have gone down during that time period. You can also see by looking at this graph that Wendy's and McDonald's have a little bit lower calories consumed on average than some of the other chains. And for the customers who saw and used calorie information, this is just for the burger chains. What you saw earlier with Dr. Krieger's presentation was kind of overall when we surveyed all of our customers. This here is limited to the burger customers. And so in the spring, you see that about 12% saw some sort of calorie information in the establishment. It could have been on a poster, it could have been a tray liner on the cup, something like that. And among those who saw the calorie information, about a quarter of them said they used it in their purchase. Now, that changed a little bit in the fall. It's roughly about the same saw the calorie information in the fall. But just very few people said they used the calorie information. And that statistic there, the 5.4%, is kind of misleading because it was only 4 people who said they used the calorie information. So huge confidence interval around that number. But I just thought I would show it to you anyway. So because we didn't have any pre-post differences spring to fall, and because I want to show you kind of more robust estimates of our numbers, we combined the spring and fall data to look at the calorie consumption by the different subgroups. And as you can see here, for the people who saw the calorie information, this is their average calories. They had about an average calorie consumption of 1,013. That's a little bit different than the people who said they did not see the calorie information, a little bit lower, however, not statistically significantly different. And among those who used calorie information, among those who actually saw it, you can see that the calorie information, the mean calories consumed is about the same, and there's no statistical differences there. However, there were some differences by gender, pretty substantial. Females consumed, on average, a lot less calories than males. And also, older age group folks tend to consume fewer calories on average than the younger age groups. There were no differences in calories consumed by race, ethnicity, or by whether the establishment was in a low-income area or a higher-income area. You see a few differences here, but they're not statistically significant. We did ask participants whether their purchase was for a snack or a meal, and I just show you this because people who went and purchased for a snack, as you might guess, consumed a few fewer calories than people who said they purchased for their burgers for a meal. And we also asked in our survey whether people thought that calories, or asked them if they thought that calories were important, very important, somewhat important, or not important at all in their purchase. And for the people who said that calories were somewhat important or very important, you can see that they significantly consumed a little bit fewer calories than the people who said that calories were not important. And then for the fall only, we didn't have these data in the spring. You can see the comparison for people who said they have diabetes or had been told by a doctor that they have diabetes. The calories are a little bit higher, but not statistically significantly so. And for those who said they had hypertension, the calories are a little bit lower than those without hypertension, but again, not significant. And then we did a multivariate model just to kind of put some of these key items together. And you can see that really what kind of emerges here is that female gender, older ages, and burger chain is significantly associated with calories consumed. And as you could see from the bivariate charts that I showed you earlier, that it was the females and the older age groups that were consuming less, as well as Wendy's and McDonald's. So overall, average calories consumed at the burger establishments didn't change significantly in the absence of menu labeling, and that the average calories for a lunchtime meal, I think, is high, nearly half of the recommended daily intake of 2,000 calories for an average adult. And female older age customers consume fewer calories on average, as well as customers at McDonald's and Wendy's. And the acknowledgments, I would like to, of course, thank our funder, the Healthy Eating Research Program, Robert Wood Johnson, and a big, big thank you to Public Health, Seattle and King County, for assistance with both development of our methods and data collection instruments, as well as a huge effort to help us work with our database of matching up the nutrition data with the purchases. So, thank you.